I have Congressman Mills for you. Go ahead.
Hello?
You, Mr. President.
Wilbur, how are you?
Oh, fine.
I thought you should know that, unfortunately, I don't get down to get in the galleries. People notice me, but several people who heard your speech today, they were, of course, mainly Republicans, said that it was one of the great speeches ever made in the floor of the House, and I just thought you'd like to know that before you went to bed.
Well, John did a good job, too, John Burns.
Yeah, I know. And,
like a dog.
But I'll tell you, that was a very statesmanlike thing, and it was just a great thing to do for the country. We don't know what our friends in the Senate will do. I just wish to hell you were there.
I'm going to hold to this thing in Congress now. We're not going to give up.
Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
What you mean now, Tommy? Have you got a minute?
Yes, sir.
How does it? Tell me the legislative situation, because I'm going to get the senators in Thursday morning to talk to some of them.
If you can get Senator Jordan. Stand firm on
Len Jordan. All right, I'll get him in.
Dick Cook says that we can carry it in the Finance Committee.
All right, I'll get him down. How about Russell?
Oh, Russell's been against it always. Russell's a spender.
All right, then we'll get Jordan, and I'll make this sort of a Republican group then, huh?
Oh, I would. I'd
make it just the Republicans. I think that's better, because then otherwise it gets partisan.
I would. I'd do that. There's no need to call Russell in. He just will
move. I understand.
Water for you.
Right.
You got. You ought to be able to get. Carmen Talmadge and some others on our side.
Yeah, but that's got to be done very quietly.
Very quietly, and you can get Byrd, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get Byrd.
Yeah, so that we can win it in the Finance Committee if we work at it.
All right, we'll do it. If you've got any thoughts, pass it on. I'm going to meet with them 9 o'clock Thursday morning.
That'll be fine. Now.
And
I'm going into conference in the morning at 9 o'clock. Now here's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get the Senate to agree to take off everything that's added to this bill, and then we agree to take out those things the Senate doesn't like,
yeah,
we'll get about 50 to 55% of the House passed bill, but it'll be minus welfare. It will take care of the disabled under Medicare. It'll raise the widow's benefit up to 100% of her husband's benefit. A few things like that would be not a very expensive bill compared to what they've got.
I see.
It'll be cheaper than the House bill, even.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. And will you?
But,
will you tell you if you would my if you'll keep Timmons or whoever you. Tell them what the strategy is, so that we can sort of know what to do, huh?
Well, you'll have in there now Jack Benneman, one of the best men you've got working for you.
Benneman, good. I'll have him at the meeting.
And probably at some point Richardson himself will be there.
Right.
But we'll work together on it. Bring
good.
Up something that won't embarrass us all.
Sure, I know what this is. It's very, very, very delicate and sensitive.
It is.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, give my best to that child that answers the phone when I usually call you. Okay?
My wife.
Yeah, no, not only your wife, but you remember the...
I wouldn't campaign too hard if I were you. I don't think you need to.
Okay.